Shalom to all! Today we're learning Sechas Krisas, Perek Dal Mishnah Gimel, and Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah are being learned Beschos Esther Bas Rachel, Shish Bezecher Vayn Reziv Gohagun, Bikar of Mamesh. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we had Machloikas, Rabbi Lezner, Rabbi Yeshua, regarding a person who is Iver alive that he would technically have to bring a Chatas for. He's just not so sure which one he was Iver. So, does he have to bring a Chatas or no? And we continue discussing this Machloikas, Rabbi Shimon Shazir, Rabbi Shimon Imer, and both of them say, Loi Nechelku, Rabbi Lezner, Rabbi Yeshua, do not argue Al Davar Shum Mishum Shem Echad regarding something that's one shame, meaning it's one lav. For example, there was two women in the house, both of them were in a state of nida, and he was boil one of them, and he doesn't know which one. So that's the same shame. It's the same lav. Shu chayiv. They agree in that case. Of course, he's chayiv a chatos. Val ma nechkus. What's the machlokes? Al davar shu mishum shnei shemos. In regards to something that's two separate lavin. For example, he was over something on Shabbos. He doesn't know if he harvested. That's ketzira, or if he ground something. That's techina. Shir blazer chayiv chatos. Rishu a piter. Blazer says he's chayiv a chatos because he was for sure over a lav. Whereas Rishu says he's potter. As we had said, this is based off of a pasuk which requires him to know exactly what he was over. Now we continue discussing this. Omer Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, I have a teaching from Rabbeim that afilin is chavin lake te'enim v'likei anavim, anavim v'likei te'enim. Even if the person intended to pick both figs and grapes, and his intention was either to first do the figs and the grapes, or first the grapes and then the figs, but he did it out of order by accident. He picked the wrong thing first. Or shchayros v'likei levanos, levanos v'likei shchayros. He intended to pick two different types of figs, black ones and white ones, and he picked them out of order. Rabbi Lezer mechayv chatos, Rabbi Lezer mechayv mechatos. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Pater, Rabbi Yehuda Pater's in that case as well. Now, Rabbi Yehuda continues saying, Tomeani im yifta bar Bishua. I'm actually surprised if Rabbi Yeshua really patters him in this situation. Because since the person intended to do both Yisurim, just because he did it out of order, that's not a reason to patter him. And again, this is Rabbi Yehuda saying that he's surprised if Rabbi Yeshua would patter the fellow. However, now the Mishnah, meaning the Tana of the Mishnah, responds to Rabbi Yehuda, im kain if that's really so. Meaning, if you're really going to say that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the person would be chayiv in the situation, well then lama namar asher chata. Why does the pasuk say Asher Chataba, which is the pasuk that Rabbi Yeshua learns the p'tur from? If you're going to say that Rabbi Yeshua is mechayiv in this case, so then which case does he pater? And right away the Mishnah answers, Prat l'misasek, it excludes a case of misasek. Misasek means he's involved in one thing and he does something totally different. For example, if he wants to pick, let's say, a cucumber off the ground, which he sees lying on the floor, and that cucumber is not connected to a vine, and then he pulls a different cucumber, which happens to be connected to a vine, so that's the Isra of Kitsira, it's like harvesting, that's misasek. He's involved in one thing which is mutter and he accidentally does something which is usser, that would be the case of Yeshua Pater's, so it's actually not a problem to say in the previous case that Rabbi Yeshua would be Mechayev. Moving on to Mishnah Hey Perek Aleph, we now speak about the Isser of eating blood. As we had mentioned in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, eating blood is one of those things that's going to be Mechayev a person kares. So the question is, what type of blood is going to be Mechayev a person? So says the Mishnah, Dam Shechita, blood that comes out from Shechita of either Bebehima Bechayev Ba'ifais. Behima means a domesticated animal, such as a cow or sheep or something like that. Chaya is a wild animal, such as a deer, eifles are birds, and this could even be bein tamei and bein tahirim, whether these are kasher or treif. Also, dam nechira, blood that comes from an animal by way of nechira. That's when a person sticks the knife into the nose of the animal and cuts down until the heart, killing it that way. Vidam ikur, dam of uprooting. That's when a person takes the two simanim, the trachea and the esophagus, which are supposed to be cut with the shechita knife, but instead of doing that, he rips them out. Or vidam akaza, shanafesh yatzabai, blood of akaza, which literally means bloodletting. In other words, blood that came from anywhere in the animal's body, but the key over here is shahanefesh yaitzabai, that the soul of the animal left it through this blood. Chayav and olive one would be chayav kars for eating this blood. That's because all of this dam that we just mentioned has to do with yitzias neshama of the animal. The soul of the animal left it with this blood. That's the blood that Tars mechayav achatas for. However, dam hatchol, blood from the spleen, or dam halev, blood from the heart, which means it's in the walls of the heart. Dam beitzim, or blood that's in the eggs of birds. Dam dugim, blood from fish. Dam chagav, blood from grasshoppers, dam atamtzis, this is blood that flows out of the animal after the first blood came out. Again, that first blood is what we spoke about in the beginning of the Mishnah. That was the dam that the nefesh came out with. The dam atamtzis is just blood that trickles out afterwards. Ein chayav nolein, one is not chayav kars for eating this. Rabbi Yehuda mechayav with dam atamtzis. Rabbi Yehuda is mechayav with dam atamtzis. The bottom line is, the reason why all of these bloods one is not chayav for is because, again, it's not dam hanefesh, it's not the blood that the soul left through, and therefore he wouldn't be chayav kars for eating it. There still is, though, an Isser Drabanan, and by that same token, blood that comes from a person is also Asser Midrabanan. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, going back to discuss a previously spoken about topic, namely Asham Talui. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.